Hearing, the process of sensing sound. Are you hearing him? By Barry Bennett. God wants to communicate with you. He wants to show you all that has become yours through Christ. He wants to bring you out of despair, discouragement, fear, sickness, and poverty into the abundant life. This goes beyond the general revelation of himself that is available to all through creation. This is the specific revelation to our recreated spirits that we might know the greatness of our inheritance in him. God wants to teach you, give you wisdom, prepare you, warn you, and deliver you. He is speaking. Why aren't many hearing? But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Sadly, many Christians could be classified as natural men, not because they aren't born again, but because they simply give no time to the things of God. The cares of this world have choked the word, and they have chosen to live as natural men, not spiritual. Even though their spirits are alive to God and his voice, they seldom hear or recognize his promptings because they haven't taken the time to prepare their hearts to hear him. Consider the challenge of the blind and the deaf. In the natural world, they are certainly at a disadvantage. Those sights and sounds that most take for granted are unknown to those who cannot see or hear. It is a different life that they live. Adjustments are made, but the rich world of sight and sound remains locked away and only imagined. The natural man is living a similar life. A life without hearing God is a minimal existence at best. We were created to hear him. Choosing to ignore him and live life on the natural level is similar to being blind and deaf at the same time. You can adjust, but you will never know the abundant life. We were created to live in communion with the Father and his abundance, favor, blessing, wisdom, and instruction. All of this is available to us. Abundant life begins with the desire to hear him. The hearing ear and the seeing eye the Lord hath made, even both of them. Proverbs 19:12. It has always been about hearing him, by Barry Bennett. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden of the cool of the day. I heard your voice in the garden, Genesis 3, 8-10. Adam and Eve were created to hear the Father and learn from him. Sin brought fear and ignorance into Adam and Eve, and men have been living without the fellowship of the Lord that we were created to enjoy ever since. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. We were created to hear him. Apart from hearing God, life is more biological than spiritual. Life isn't life if there is no divine hearing. There can be no life without his voice. We're expected to hear him. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. It should not be difficult to recognize the voice of God. We were created to recognize his voice. The problem lies in the distraction of so many other voices competing for our allegiance. Jesus was limited in his ministry to what he heard from the Father. I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. John 8:28. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. John 5:19. Whether we use the term seeing or hearing, we're speaking of the revelation of the Holy Spirit to our spirit. If Jesus was limited to what he saw and heard, why do we think that we can live our lives as we wish and then have instant faith when it is needed? The only way to walk in faith is to hear him. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. It has always been about hearing God. It will always be about hearing God. The victories we desire are wrapped up in hearing him. Our knowledge is not enough. Knowledge was not enough for Adam and Eve in the garden. Knowledge killed them because they didn't get it from His voice. Determined to lay aside the mundane voices of the world and grow sensitive to the voice of God. Therein is the victory and the abundant life you desire.